For thousands of years, Persians and poetry have been deeply intertwined. So it's not surprising that as the recent dramatic events unfolded in Iran, the many Iranians communicating through cell phones and computers did so using poetic cadences and rhythms, even in their Twitter messages or tweets. Tweets are instant messages posted in 140 characters or less.
Man Parham hastam az Iran.
That's 26-year-old Twitterer Parham Baghestani. Parham lives in the fabled Iranian city of Isfahan, known for its exquisite turquoise domes and rich history of poetry and philosophy. These past 2 weeks, Isfahan has also been the scene of strong dissent as protesters took to the streets following Iran's disputed elections. Parham tweeted constantly, sometimes several times an hour, while he was awake. He even tweeted from the voting line on June 12th. But we're interested in Parham not for his politics, but for his poetic prose. His tweets range from the mundane to the spiritual and offer a window into the psyche and everyday life of one Iranian. Parham is an engineering student and web developer. Here's a translation from his Twitter verse, or better yet, his Persian verse, over the course of 24 hours.
Kash mamanam miyumad, sedam mikard, migof Parham, pasho boro sar kar.
I wish my mother would come in and tell me, Parham, get up and go to work. You're late. And I would tell her, thanks for waking me up. I had such a nightmare. Thank God it was just a nightmare. I have to go finish my project. Internet is down. I went shopping, but I was really out of it. I have to get it together and do some work. You can't stop working. Neither on earth nor in the skies. As if we were all asleep and having a nightmare. I wanted to go to sleep. I had so many dreams about protests, tanks, blood, and rocks that I couldn't sleep. God is truly patient. Why is the Iranian TV showing movies and comedies? Are we really this happy? I took a shower in hopes of calming myself. For about 10 days now, I've only slept 2 to 3 hours a night. A new sorrow has been added to my sorrows, the thought of darkness and this destruction. My love has gone underground. The taste of night is nothing but awareness. From 4 a.m. I've been walking. I can't go to sleep anymore. Oh my God, I can't believe this is my Iran. People's lovely children. They had so many dreams for them. I can't stop crying. She was so lovely. If the world sees all these pictures, what are they going to say about Iran? I'll let you know tomorrow. Where did the good old days go? Are they in the storybooks or just gone from here?
That's Parham Baghestani. He's an avid Twitterer from the city of Isfahan in Iran. We'll be following his tweets on Weekend Edition. Incidentally, it took the 10th century Persian poet Ferdowsi 35 years to write his epic, the Shahnameh. So when we asked Parham what the legendary poet would have thought about Twitter, he said, I'm sure he would use Twitter. Perhaps it would have helped him publish his poetry faster. To read more of Parham's tweets, go to npr.org. Or you can also find them on our blog, npr.org/soapbox. You're listening to Weekend Edition from NPR News.